Congressman Ron Kling joins us, former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, here to talk about something called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's a free trade agreement, and it could mean some big jobs. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Hey, very good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Now, tell me about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and how it means jobs for Americans.
Well, Ernie, the point is we hope it does mean jobs for America. These trade agreements can cut both ways. If they're not, they can be fair trade, but if they're not fair trade, we have a problem. The agreements, at their best, are designed to homogenize laws and to protect industries and to give access and tear down barriers to markets that might have existed previously. And that's what we hope this does. This involves a lot of countries. It's much bigger than NAFTA was. It's Australia, Brunei, Chile, Malaysia, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam, and of course the United States, but also Mexico and Canada, who were part of NAFTA, along with the United States, are going to join this, and Japan is undecided whether they will or not. So you can see it's a far larger agreement, and it's the whole idea of having access to these markets, giving them access to the United States markets and giving us access to theirs as well. And we're concerned first of all, this agreement, this Trans-Pacific Agreement, has been negotiated in large part in secrecy. Even members of Congress and senators don't seem to know exactly what's going on. When I walk the halls of the Capitol, they're asking me questions, so that makes me a bit nervous. And we also are concerned about the fact that there has been some discussion of weakening U.S. law as it pertains to the protection of intellectual property. And you know, it's very important that the inventiveness of the American mind and the ingenuity of our inventors and our researchers be protected, and that the jobs that come about because of those discoveries and those inventions are American jobs, and those are American industries. The IP-intensive industries directly employ over 19 million Americans. Mm-hmm. They account for 75% almost of our exports. And we want to see these protections remain where they are right now under current law. And we understand that there's a push by some to roll those back. We don't want to see that happen.
You know, I have several acquaintances in the software business, and they're frustrated, too, because they say often they find their product being copied in China, in other countries around the world. And they say there's really nothing we seem to be able to do about it. It just seems like it's gone and that's it.
Well, and in the Affordable Health Care Act, some refer to it as Obamacare, mm-hmm. We worked very hard, many of us in Washington, D.C. I work with the organized labor as well as the pharmaceutical industry to try to make sure that we are protecting those industries and protecting those workers, and we were successful in getting 12 years of intellectual property protection. That protects between 3 and 4 million direct jobs, very high-paying jobs, mm-hmm. and people that are in the process of discovering how to cure diseases from cancer to rheumatoid arthritis and diabetes and everything in between. And so we want to see that 12 years protected when these agreements are negotiated. We don't want to see other countries have the ability to come in here and steal our technology and therefore draw these companies and these jobs offshore to other countries where things can be done cheaper. We want to see the ability to protect the investor so that these companies have the ability to raise capital. And I'll just mention, Ernie, one of the arenas here is, you know, we're going from a time when we used to take a normal pill that was made up of different chemicals. Now they're going to what they call biologic drugs. Mm-hmm. This is actual living tissue, something along the line of a vaccine. And they'll be much more effective, but these things cost $1 billion to $1.5 billion and can take 10 to 15 years to bring to market.
Yeah.
And you can imagine the jobs created and how important these things are. If we don't protect that, investors, we're not going to be able to work together to make that happen. And a lot of this research will never be done. And even if it is done, it won't be done here. It'll be done overseas where they will work cheaper and won't have the kinds of protections that we have here.
All right, Congressman, I have about a minute left. I'm curious, how is it that the people in the halls of Congress don't know much about the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Well, it's an odd situation in that the discussion, you know, and I, having been there, members of Congress are very busy.
Sure.
They've got a lot of things to do. They've got constituent problems and committee work and everything else, and this just has stayed under the radar. And I get nervous when that happens. Something that is this important, I have watched the steel industry. I'm from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I watched the steel industry go down. I watched the glass industry go down, the textile industry. I remember a time when every good-sized community in that I knew of had a garment factory somewhere that manufactured some item of clothing. That's all gone. And if we don't have our elected representatives take part in watching these discussions and being aware of what's going to happen, we could lose these other IP-intensive industries. We could lose these investments. They could go away, too. And then what are we stuck with? Are we just a service economy? So this is really big stuff, Ernie, and I just appreciate the time that you've given us to talk to your listeners on the airwaves about how important this is to America's future.
Former Congressman Ron Klink with us on America's Radio News. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
All right, Ernie. Bye.
All right.